All right, Chamber Chat. So after hours with the Billing Chamber of Commerce, it's the first Wednesday, so that means Jeff Walters. It is tonight at the Clock Tower, just right downstairs.
Absolutely.
So how does, for those who don't know, what is after hours and how does it work?
Well, it really is our premier networking event for Chamber members, open to the public. It's a great opportunity to just kind of come in a social environment and have a chance to meet and socialize.
Network
a lot. We typically get somewhere, depending on the venue, around 200 business professionals from the community that show up. It's cheap. It's an easy way to get out there and meet some folks. It's $5 a person. That includes hors d'oeuvres and two drink tickets. And the chief would tell you that's your maximum if you're going to be driving home.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. It's reasonable. It starts at 5, goes to 7. Come for 20 minutes, stay for 2 hours. It's really, really flexible, really open, really inclusive. And there's going to be a couple of changes coming up. We have what's called a VIP card.
All right.
That you can purchase, and it's going from $50 to $60 up coming July 1st. But that'll get you into every business after hours if you want to bring a guest.
It's just
a punch card all year long. But right now we have a limit of 100 cards available at the old price of $50. So if you you want to start going to business after hours, doing some networking with other professionals, it's a great opportunity to save yourself
some
money.
Can they buy those cards tonight at Clock Tower?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Available. Absolutely.
And the change, you said, comes into effect on...
July 1.
In July. All right. After hours, Clock Tower. I'm going to come back and talk with Police Chief St. John about the Safety Steering Committee. And I have notes, actually, from minutes that were taken back in April. So this is not something that was... You guys just started the Safety Steering Committee through the Billings Chamber of Commerce and the Billings Police Department.
Other people do.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 1 to 4 on News Talk 95.5.
News Talk 95.5, Billings Morning News, the fourth hour of the show today. And Rush Limbaugh at 10:05. So hang in there with us, Liv and Large and Harv, and Police Chief St. John with us for Chamber Chat, as well as Jeff Walters here. Talked of After Hours tonight. Clock Tower happens the first Wednesday of each month with the Billings Chamber of Commerce. And a while back, you guys developed a Safety Steering Committee. Speak of what the Safety Steering Committee is all about. And I know you got the Billings Police Department involved, but I have notes here back to April, which I'm not going to share. It's private property here. But what is the Safety Steering Committee all about in the nutshell version?
Well, basically, we want to make sure that the community knows what's going on in Billings. And it's a natural partnership between the chamber and the police department because I know their mission is to, you know, bring new businesses in, propagate the growing, vibrant city that we have. And public safety and quality of life issues go hand in hand with that. And so what we want to do is to make sure that we're providing information, answering questions, and hopefully garnering some support for an upcoming safety levy, which I'm sure people have spoken about in the past. And in order to be successful with that, we definitely need the chamber buy-in there. To their credit, this group holds our feet to the fire. They want to make sure that we are good stewards of the present money. I've answered numerous questions on what it is we do and why we do it the way we do, and are we doing everything we possibly can to work smartly and efficiently. And so it's an ongoing process. We certainly appreciate their partnership and support at this point.
Yeah, it's a great, a good match. And Jeff Walters, we were talking during one of the commercial breaks about the fact that, you're not just relying on the brains in the building, so to speak, at the Billings Chamber of Commerce with the Billings PD. You're doing an outreach with, in this case, a meeting with Glendive. With the meeting in Glendive with the Bismarck Chamber of Commerce talking about common issues like the Bakken, for instance.
Absolutely. And we really feel like it's going to take a cooperative effort to resolve and deal with some of the issues that go along just with population growth in general, and working with Billings Police Department and the Fire Department and all of our public safety agencies to really respond in a way that fits the forward motion that the Chamber really promotes for the community. And we see a lot of common issues with Bismarck, North Dakota. We're both not in the Bakken, but we're on the periphery, and we're both feeling some
Absolutely.
Of the same issues.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for us to come together in a kind of a joint conference centrally located in Glendive. And we're going to involve the sheriff and the mayor in Glendive as well. And really just kind of talk about how can we help you, how can you help us to brainstorm some solutions to the issues that we're seeing coming out of not only the Bakken, but just out of the growth that goes along with the prosperity that the Bakken delivers to both our communities.
Yeah, it just sounds like a great resource that you have access to and seeing it forward. Because the growth of any city, any town, USA, is not going to just, boom, one day just stop. And I think that Billings has shown with this program you have going on here that how proactive Billings, Montana is. Chief St. John, Jeff Walters, thanks a bunch for Chamber Chat today.
Thank you. Good.